Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. An Indiana man has been arrested in connection with an alleged sexual assault of a Fairfield child. Formal charges of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child have been filed against 25-year-old Robert N. Williams of Elkhart, Indiana. The case against Williams was investigated by Fairfield City Police. Court records show he was indicted by a Wayne County grand jury on March 19th. An arrest warrant was subsequently issued for Williams, and he was taken into custody by Indiana authorities for Wayne County. Wayne County Sheriff's officials traveled to South Bend, Indiana, Tuesday and brought Williams back to the Wayne County Jail. He's currently being held under $250,000 bond, pending a first appearance in Wayne County Circuit Court June 12th at 1 p.m. Shortly after being arrested for burglary and some drug-related charges on April 23rd of this year, information was received by the Carmi City Police Department and was used to obtain a search warrant on the cell phone of Jedediah M. Johnson, 25, of Carmi. Well, during a search of that phone, videos of child pornography was found. Over the last couple of weeks, negotiations have taken place that resulted in the filing of charges and an open guilty plea by Johnson to five separate counts of child pornography. Each offense is a separate Class 1 felony because the children in each video is under the age of 13 and the defendant was previously convicted of aggravated child pornography back in 2011. On each offense, Johnson is facing a sentence range of 4 to 15 years. However, because the children in each video is under the age of 13, the sentence on each count must be served consecutively to one another. Consequently, Johnson is looking at a sentencing range of between 20 and 75 years in prison with a mandatory supervised release, formerly known as parole period, of between 3 years and natural life. Johnson is being represented by public defender Rhonda Blades. State's attorney Denton Aud is representing the state. Judge Mark Stanley is the judge that accepted the open plea of guilty to the five counts of child pornography and will therefore be the sentencing judge. Judge Stanley ordered Johnson to undergo a sex offender evaluation pursuant to a state statute. Sentencing is set for July the 10th at 1 p.m. He remains in custody in the White County Jail at Carmi. More news after this.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering EverAlert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
We know what it took to build your business, and we know what it takes to protect it. Our knowledgeable and friendly insurance professionals can customize a West Bend policy to meet your specific needs. A personalized business policy from West Bend is backed by exceptional service and provides you with peace of mind today, so you can focus on your future. To find out more about a business insurance policy from West Bend, contact me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
You have years of memories in your home. The most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
The Illinois Senate has approved another plan to regulate firearms dealers after Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a similar plan back in March. The Illinois Senate voted 35-18 Wednesday to require the Illinois State Police to license gun shop owners at a cost of $1,000 for 5 years. The plan also provides a penalty for unreported private transfers. Democratic Senator Don Harmon of Oak Park, Illinois, says his plan answers Republican Rauner's complaint that the initial measure was burdensome. Republican State Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon says the legislation punishes law-abiding gun dealers. The Senate also approved legislation to prevent gun transfers, like the one involving the alleged gunman in April's Nashville Waffle House shooting. Law enforcement officials had confiscated Travis Reinking's guns, but his father returned them to him. A Kentucky man wanted on a felony sex charge in White County since February of last year has been taken into custody. 37-year-old Shannon G. Martin of Hazard, Kentucky, has been lodged in the White County Jail at Carmi on a felony charge of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Authorities received a tip of Martin's whereabouts, and Kentucky authorities picked him up earlier this month on the White County warrant. Martin's being held under a $50,000 bond, pending a preliminary hearing in White County Circuit Court on June the 4th. Ryan Hawkins has been hired as the Chief Financial Officer at the Illinois Eastern Community College District Office, effective July 1st. The CFO position was left vacant with the May 1st retirement of Roger Browning. Mr. Hawkins of Alney was appointed CFO by the IECC Board of Trustees during their regular meeting at Lincoln Trail College in Robinson. Also, Angelique McGuire was employed as Coordinator of Transition Services at Frontier Community College, effective this week. 6 affiliation agreements with area healthcare institutions were approved dealing with the IECC programs for pharmacy technician, electronic medical records, certified medical assistant, and emergency response. Approval was given for a change in academic rank from instructor to assistant professor for 5 faculty members. Approval was given for a change in academic rank from assistant professor to associate professor for 11 faculty members. And approval was given for a change in academic rank from assistant professor to professor for 9 faculty members. The next regular meeting of the IECC Board of Trustees will be June 19th, 7 p.m. at Alney Central College. The Village of Sisney will be holding their townwide rummage sale Saturday, June 2nd. If you'd like to have your name added to the rummage sale list, you just need to call the Village Hall at 673-2411 or just stop by the Village Hall. There's no charge to have your name added to that list. More news after this.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
The City of Fairfield would like to remind residents of the yard waste pickup schedule, as well as some general guidelines regarding yard waste pickup. Yard waste pickup will be on Monday in Ward 1. That's all areas east of North and South 1st Streets. Tuesday's Ward 2, all areas north of Elm Street, west of North 1st Street, and east of Northwest 7th. On Wednesday, it's Ward 4, all areas west of Northwest 7th Street and Southwest 7th Street. Thursday, it's Ward 3, all areas south of Elm Street, west of North 1st Street, and South 1st Street, and east of Northwest 7th Street, and Southwest 7th Street, and north of King Street. Friday, it's Ward 3, all areas south of King Street, west of South 1st Street, and east of Southwest 7th. If not put out for pickup by 7 o'clock in the morning on the regularly scheduled day, pickup will not be made till the next regularly scheduled day the following week. Friends of the Fairfield Public Library will conduct a big pork burger sale this Saturday the 19th on Main Street, in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. They'll be selling pork burgers for $3 apiece, soft drinks for $1, serving to begin around 9:45 a.m. All proceeds will be used by the library for its programs and purchases. Hydrant flushing continues in the City of Fairfield. Today, city workers will be flushing all the hydrants in the 4th Ward. Those are all the hydrants west of 7th Street, stopping at Kincaid's. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering a quarter a barrel. Today, they're paying $64.25 a barrel. In local and area deaths, 95-year-old Wayne City resident Frieda Lee Feather died Wednesday at her home. She was a homemaker and a partner in many family-owned businesses in Wayne City, including Feather's Garage, Feather's Ag Service, Feather's Farms, and Wayne City Transportation. She was also a member of the First United Methodist Church of Wayne City. Survivors include her husband Laverne Feather, 2 sons, Rick and wife Dolores Shook and Brett Feather, 2 daughters, Teresa and husband Kent Staggs, and Gail Feather, all of Wayne City, 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 9 great-great-grandchildren. Services for Frieda Lee Feather will be 10 o'clock Monday morning, May 21st, at First United Methodist Church in Wayne City with burial in Hopewell Cemetery near Wayne City. Visitation will be 5 until 8 Sunday evening at the First United Methodist Church in Wayne City. Memorials may be made to the First United Methodist Church in Wayne City and will be accepted at the church or the Young Funeral Home of Wayne City, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 83-year-old Russell Elmo Grafsu died Monday. Survivors include his wife Doris May Grafsu, a daughter, Deborah and husband Jim Stover, four sons, Daniel and wife Kathy, James, Richard, Brett, and Bart Grafsu, also 8 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 3 more great-grandchildren on the way. Services for Russell Elmo Grafsu will be 3 o'clock Friday at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem with burial at McKendree Cemetery at Mount Airy. Visitation will be 2 to 3 p.m. Friday at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem. Now, Russell will be dressed casually, so those attending the service are asked to do the same. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Marian Christian Church and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 83-year-old McLeansboro resident Kenneth Wayne Hart died at 2:20 a.m. Wednesday at the VA Medical Center in Marion. A U.S. Army veteran, he served as a PFC during the Korean War, had been a laborer employed by the city of McLeansboro for many years. Survivors include his wife Flo Ann Hart of McLeansboro, 4 sons, Randy Wayne Hart and Amy of Fairfield, and wife Amy of Fairfield, Ricky Eugene Hart and wife Lisa of McLeansboro, Rodney Dean Hart of McLeansboro, and Robert Allen Hart and wife Kristen of McLeansboro, a daughter Robin Gail Huggins and husband Greg of McLeansboro, 11 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, a sister, Verla Anderson of Normal, Illinois, and several nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Kenneth Wayne Hart will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Chrysal Cemetery near Dahlgren. Military honors will be performed by the American Legion Post No. 106 and a military honor team from Marion. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 77-year-old David L. Wolfe died Sunday at his home in Dahlgren. He graduated from West Frankfort High School in 1959, Southern Illinois University Carbondale in 63 with a bachelor's degree in chemistry. In 1966, he received his master's in analytical chemistry from the University of Iowa at Iowa City. He taught high school chemistry at Murfreesboro High School in 1965 and 66. Then in 1966, he began a chemical career. During 30-plus years in the chemical industry, he worked in Illinois, New Hampshire, and Kentucky. Before poor health caused his retirement, he finished his working career at HCTC in Dahlgren, Illinois. Per his wishes, after cremation, a celebration of life service will be held this Saturday at the Dahlgren Community Chapel Fellowship Hall. Visitation will be from 9 till 11 a.m. with the service starting at 11 a.m. Services will be led by David's uncle, Reverend Dr. Harvey Herring, who also married David and Janice in 1965. Masonic graveside services will be held at Richardson Hill Cemetery at Dahlgren. In lieu of flowers, David's family requests that any monetary donations be made to the Dahlgren Community Chapel or Richardson Hill Cemetery Association. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of the arrangements. Graveside services for 76-year-old Sisney resident Lasetta Sue Cox will be held Friday, 11 a.m. at Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials may be made to a homeless shelter or mission of the donor's choice. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Eddie Weaver, 72, of Carmi, will be 10:30 this morning at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi with burial in Melrose Cemetery at Carmi. Memorials may be made to Carmi Manor and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Funeral services for Brian Philip Cotton, 31, of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Braxton Cotton Scholarship Fund, and those will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Ubinger's Furniture Company is an interior design center that knows the secret isn't in what you spend, but what you select. How design and style should blend to achieve just the right balance. Displays at Ubinger's give you a new world of ideas. Ideas that will release the personality of your home. Exciting living room, dining room, and bedrooms. The extras that make any room unmistakably your own. Come browse today. You'll get ideas, and they will be beautiful. Only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Wabash Communications would like to applaud this year's graduates. During all those years in school, you've gone from learning your ABCs to taking the ACTs. Wabash congratulates you on how far you've come and wishes you luck on the journey ahead. Whether your plans include continuing your education, entering the job market, or military service, you'll need to stay connected to technology to help reach your goals. Count on us for excellent values on internet service, TV service, home monitoring systems, and more. For more information, call us at 665-3311.
Time for a Thursday look at sports. High school baseball from yesterday at the Johnston City 2A Regional. Logan Trent singles home Alec Pruitt with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning as the Mules defeat Vienna 9-8. Blake Pruitt and Kobe Dagg both homered in the game. Caton Taylor was the winning pitcher in relief. Mules now play in the championship game Saturday morning at 10. We'll have it for you on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. At the Hamilton County 2A Regional, Carmi White County defeats West Frankfort 11-1. Harrisburg wins 16-1 over Mount Carmel. In Class 1A at NCOE, Galicia beats Gallatin County 4-3. Major League Baseball action from yesterday. Dexter Fowler reached base four times and drove in two runs in his return to the lineup, and the Cardinals beat former starter Lance Lynn and the Twins 7-5 on Wednesday. Elsewhere, Pirates get by the White Sox 3-2, Braves over the Cubs 4-1. On the schedule today, at the NCOE Class 1A Regional, Edwards County takes on NCOE. At Woodlawn, Sisney plays Woodlawn, and at Johnston City in the 2A Regional, Johnston City plays Anna Jonesboro. Major League Baseball, Cardinals take on Philadelphia this evening, 5:20 the broadcast time on WOKZ 105.9. Cubs play in Atlanta. White Sox open a series against Texas. That's a check of sports. Have a great Thursday. Forecast calling for 30% chance for showers today with a high 82. 80% chance for rain tonight, low 65. 80% chance for thunderstorms tomorrow, high 75. Partly cloudy, 85 on Saturday. Scattered showers, 90 on Sunday. And for Monday, partly cloudy with a high 85.